T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
New York State, which is Buffalo, and it seems that the wealthy in places like Westchester County are getting all the attention.
Okay, I don't know if that has merit or not, but thank you. Thank you for sharing it with us. We appreciate it. Let's take a break and return. The governor today will be heard in about, 15 minutes from now with his press conference. We're back after this. And we're expecting the governor's press conference. He's usually pretty accurate on the timing of these. Today to be at about, 20, 25 minutes from now. He's going to be on, the governor's going to be on, 11:30. So, okay. So we got 11 minutes. So that's pretty good. In 11 minutes, we'll hear from the governor of the state of the state. Meanwhile, the audience, that's what we're doing. You know the answers to everything, basically. So don't Google if you have any questions. Instead, give us the challenge of answering your question. And who did takeout, and how did it go? What was it? Was it good? And that sort of thing. And have you been tested? I'd like to talk to at least one person who has had that swab thing done and find out if it's as unpleasant as the vice president seemed to indicate. Let's go to line one. That would be Matt in Buffalo. Matt, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Matt.
Okay, I got a Google question. Maybe you can answer it. Back in the 60s, almost all and practically all the disc jockeys on AM radio were men. Why not any women?
You know, that's true. Janice Snyder, who was up for the Buffalo Hall of Fame this time around, she's on the ballot, and I certainly voted for her, is one of the first women to host a morning show. And so congratulations to her. There were almost no women in the 60s. You're right. We had, I think, an occasional part-timer or two at KB, but nothing full-time. All of the disc jockeys all around the country were men. For what reason, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, if you have any idea why.
No, I don't. All I know is that when I was a program director, when I programmed WKBW, that's when we started getting tapes. That's how you auditioned at the time. You sent a tape. We started getting tapes from women. And, of course, there's a learning curve on this thing because they didn't have any predecessors, didn't have much luck. The best woman I ever interviewed was Linda Pellegrino.
Oh. Okay.
And, Linda was in Rochester. And she sent me a tape and resume and photo and the whole package, you know. And a very talented woman, and I thought she'd be a really good choice. But the tape itself, not what was on it, not her content, but the tape itself, something was wrong with it. I couldn't play it properly. So I said, I'll just have her come in. So I had her come in, and this is so funny. I said as she was coming in the door, Linda, this tape is, something's wrong with it. And I underhanded it to her. Later on, she said I threw it at her. I did not throw it at her. Throw is overhand. Underhand is lobbing. But I hired her, took her away from BEN, where she ended up while I was programming another station. And she's been talented ever since. But she was one of the first really talented women we dealt with in Buffalo broadcasting.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for the question. I don't recall any. Now, there were a couple of national ones there. Guys, help me out. There was Delilah, you know, where, yes, music after dark with Delilah.
Yes.
And you'd have a glass of wine and maybe some cheese and a loaf of French bread.
Hey, I like Delilah.
I think she's still on.
Yeah, you know, someone will call in, my husband of 15 years up and left last night, Delilah, and I'm having some tough times. And Delilah will say, well, I've got just the song for you. And then she'll play like Shania Twain. That don't impress me much. It doesn't really make much sense with the complaint.
In Texas at BAP, when I went there, I inherited a female on the air who was very good. Her name was Annie. She was excellent. And it was a joy working with her and critiquing her work and things like that. And, yeah, I found no reason at all that there weren't women disc jockeys until all of a sudden there were. And now there's a lot of good female on-the-air people.
Well, there's one that I was partial to.
Who's that?
JJ, who was JJ. On 102.5.
That's right. I understand she married some guy.
She married up.
Yeah, she did. She married a guy named Caligiuri.
Yeah,
but she was she was already Italian.
Yes.
So that can't count as a step up because she was already there.
Right.
Don't you? Yeah, that's right. You met her when she was a intern, right?
Yeah, that's right. She was working in promotions with Tammy Burns, and Tammy approached me one day and says, hey, I have this intern. Would you mind showing her how you run the board during Rush Limbaugh? So I went back and I brought Jeannie back from promotions, brought her into the control room. This is when we were on Elmwood, and we just hit it off. And I knew that day that I was going to marry her.
Yeah, but I think, Tony, I think she laid a trap for you.
She did.
I think she had no interest in being in broadcasting. She just wanted to hook you.
That's it. Had to be.
And it worked. by the way, let's see. Who's doing 7 to 10 tonight? Oh, I think it's Bernadette. Bernadette is doing 7 to 10. No, I'm just kidding. But we do have David Bellavia in for Rush Limbaugh today. As I said, it's we did not preempt Rush today. He will not be available. Obviously, he's going through some treatments, and sometimes the treatments are even though they're beneficial, they're a little intrusive, and we'll be along with him for that kind of a fight. All right, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. The governor at 11:30. Let's go to line two. This would be Joe. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, guys. I always enjoy your show.
Thank you, Joe.
I've been following this virus thing, and I really don't understand the value of the test. If you have a fever and difficult breathing and a cough, you have it. If you feel great, you don't. So if you feel great, why get a test? Because the fact that you test okay today doesn't mean you won't have it tomorrow.
And I think they've had to make some choices. It's probably not an ideal situation, but you're right about the giveaway, the telltale giveaways, and they want to know who has it to kind of get an idea where the hot spots are and to make sure that you're hunkered down as much as you can be. So it's not a perfect situation yet.
Well, but my point is,
yep.
You could get tested today and be negative. Tomorrow you could have it. So
well, that's true.
That's a test wasted.
And well, that's true with any kind of a thing. You might be at the beginning of something before it's full blown, and the key is for us to know as best we can where the hot spots would be.
Yeah. So my only point is, I just think the test is a lot of talk about nothing.
Well, you might be right there, but the bottom line is, I think that's true in medicine, where they give the good, educated guess as best they can under the circumstances. And because we don't have an unlimited amount of test kits and things like that, I think that if they could do it a little differently, they probably would. Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much. Mr. Beamer, get to that Facebook page and see what you got there.
Going from Joe to Joe, we'll go with Ron, who says, AJ's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Clarence. I took out a fish fry last Friday. It was good. They also have their full menu for takeout.
Oh, that's great. And takeout is good. It's because they've managed to get the food home, still hot, still good and tasty and whatever. And the packaging is good. And I think I say a lot about a good place with good takeout, especially if it's a expanded menu. But good fish fry, boy, you go in, here in Western New York, and yeah, you're going to be hard pressed not to find a good fish fry. You have another place.
Yes, Judy says Romano's on Kenmore ordered their chicken pot pie, was generously filled with pieces of chicken and vegetables. Also got their cream puffs for dessert and a couple loaves of Italian bread. The bread and pie were still warm when picked up. So good.
Oh, warm bread and butter, real butter. As I said, Bernadette, handmade a butter lamb. It's on our table now. It's full size. Actually, there's so much butter lamb on the table, we can't sit at the table. We have to sit in the dining room. But the bottom line is she handmade it, and she's going to put it out in the sun later and see if she can melt it on the driveway. So that we have to keep ourselves amused in different ways. Do you have another, Buzz?
Yeah, Sean went to a favorite of yours, Sandy. Sean said he went to Two Forks Up on Millersport Highway in Gettysville. Outstanding food to go. Fish fry from last weekend were the best I've ever had.
The Two Forks Up is an excellent restaurant. It's on Millersport and Miller. The reason I know that is I noticed Miller and then Millersport. And they have lobster, too. Very reasonably priced. They have a good source for lobster. The food is excellent, and the fish fries are fabulous. And they have a French fry that, Bernie, come over here. How do we describe the French fry? It's a round, twisted potato, but it's much thicker than a regular fry.
They're called Sidewinder flat fries, and it looks like they almost put a spiral device and made spiral fries. Some are thin, and some it goes to a thick part and then back to a thin part.
And
again.
They are delicious.
Yes, they are.
They are very good. So that's Two Forks Up, as I said, Millersport and Miller. No matter what you order, it's good, but get something with the Sidewinder fries because they're fabulous. Let's take a break, and hopefully when we come back, the governor will be there with the press conference. We'll be back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.